Welcome to Health Conspiracy TV, episode number 6. I am Nick Brannigan with our special guest, JC Cox.
Thank you.
And our co-host, Anthony Foresta. And this is a, well, they're all special episodes, but, you know, we're at the Natural Organic Healing Center. And we're here with JC, who's the owner of the Natural Organic Healing Center. Now, first things first, a lot of people don't know this. The reason I grew a beard is because of JC. Because every time I came here, this probably happened like 3 times. People say, hey, JC, and I'm like, oh, you mean me?
So,
I didn't know that.
So he's the inspiration for the scruff, but it works. It works out.
Well, beards are supposed to be in right now. I just can't grow one, so.
I tried to grow the long one. It just looked ridiculous. I didn't want to be trendy. So you've been on the show a couple times. First time on the television version of the show. But we're on, you know, give us the address, Charleston and Buffalo. What's the main address?
1171 South Buffalo Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Right on. And you've been open for, what did we say, like a year and a half now?
Yeah, a year and a couple months, right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll probably have to reiterate a lot of the old stuff. It's been a while since I actually interviewed you.
Yeah,
I don't know, Anthony. Do you have any questions off bat for JC?
Not right off bat, because I've been here so many times. I've checked everything out. I'm interested in a lot of the classes that go on here, though, actually.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about some of those. So if you want to first, like, give us a little backstory. We know you used to work for, you've been in the, oh, let's just start, you've been in the wellness industry for 20 years now?
Yeah, over 20 years. It's crazy to think that, because I still consider myself very young, but I'm getting up there. And
well, you started when you were about 9.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Master herbalist when you were 12.
Right. I started shopping at health food stores when I was around 18, mm-hmm. and I started working for Stay Healthy when I was 21. And yeah, I guess I'll say I'm 43 now, so it's been, you know, over 20 years.
And 43 is still very young.
Yes, exactly.
That's
especially
right.
When you're in the health industry, mm-hmm. you know, it's a win-win situation. You learn how to help others, and you learn, you know, how to help yourself, of course.
So eventually you became manager and part owner of...
started from the bottom, from the top, now I'm here kind of thing. Yeah, started pricing.
That Drake line?
Pretty much. Yeah, I've been very lucky when I started Stay Healthy, just to, like, yeah, you know, started from just pricing the products to eventually kind of getting on the floor, working with really knowledgeable people. Of course, that really helps. It's like, you know, training anything. If you don't have, you know, authentic or knowledgeable teachers, then, you know, no matter how much work you put in, you might not ever really mm-hmm. truly get to the higher levels. So I've been very thankful for that. I started a product line, and I was making that myself. I went to the manufacturer, so I've really been able to, like, see the ins and outs of every aspect of the health industry. I've been very thankful for that.
You sell those products still. I remember you gave me a turmeric product,
right.
Which is excellent in a lot of the soup I used to make at the time. But, man, there's so many directions to go with you. Let's start about the birth of Naturally Organic Healing Center. That's probably the best place to start. We'll talk about little Qigong, little Tai Chi, the program that you're doing now to train others in this aspect. But tell us about how did you manifest the Naturally Organic Healing Center.
Well, after I worked at a couple of different stores, and I finally became co-owner with at Rainbow's Inn, small percentage.
Rainbow's Inn, yeah.
Rainbow's Inn. Put my time in there. I wanted to do what I'm doing here, there, but the timing and just the, you know, it wasn't the right thing, I guess, to do there. So I got to a point where I was just going to, you know, stay there for more years, and, you know, I had a pretty good living. You know, I didn't really have any complaints, but I just looked down the road, and I was like, I'm going to be in the same situation, you know, 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I literally just cashed my small percentage out, risked it all. Found this place, and everything how this place happened was like, it happened. Like, I literally looked on Google, like, there's not a health food store, and there's one little blank spot here. Got in the car, drove right up to the front of this place out here, and it was for rent.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, no, this is it. Didn't even have the name yet. So then I thought, what's people really into? Naturally and organic, you know, those are kind of trendy names. So I was like, then all of a sudden the name came, and and then I went and said, okay, am I really going to do this? And I thought about it, and I said yes. And at that time, I gave the owner a month's notice so I could hire a manager and get everyone to make sure I left on good terms and stuff. And risked it all. I mean, when I opened the store, it's like I put all my house plants in here. I put my computer, my office from my house. I mean, I you know.
You had your bedrooms in the back too.
It was at the beginning, and I, there and was nights that I didn't stay all night, but I would be here for like 16 hours a day, and I'd sleep on my massage bed and wake up, and you know, that's what it takes. I realized that's what it would take, you know. So, and now things are starting to really pick up and do well.
And before we continue, I need to mention that Health Experience Radio is brought to you by Las Vegas Homeopathy. Dr. Soumya Sridhan, who's given two talks here?
I think.
She's one of the best speakers out there, but she's a homeopathic doctor. If you want some homeopathic remedies, check out LasVegasHomeopathy.com. If you live outside of Las Vegas, she will do Skype consultations, and we are nothing guaranteed or written in stone yet, but we're looking at setting up a talk here for March at the Natural Organic Healing Center sometime in the latter half of March 2015 with Dr. Soumya. So if the times and the dates work out, then we'll talk about that. Hopefully we can bring everyone down here to come see Dr. Soumya in action, because she is just pretty much, you know, as smart as you can get as far as nutrition goes and for actually healing people.
Right.
Do you have a comment?
She's awesome. Yeah, I like Dr. Soumya a lot.
Yeah, we have some of her cards here too, so if you just come by the store, and then we can always give you her information too.
Yep, and you can get some organic supplements while you're here. Let's talk about, geez, you got so many good products here. You're the first one to carry the Kind Organics. What are your feature products, JC? What is it that you like to talk about?
Well, yeah, the Kind Organics is definitely something to talk about, because it's the only vitamin in ever, this ever came out, that you can look at the panel and see that everything is from an organic source. Mm-hmm. See, even the other ingredients, which that was really hard for companies to be able to make. They could get a lot of fruits and vegetables in a tablet, but when it comes to buying it together, they still had to use magnesium stearate and some other chemicals.
Yeah.
So they worked on like 3 years just to make the other ingredients to actually put the tablet together. And to make sure that it would, and those ingredients would still be able to pass organic standards, USDA organic standards. Alicia Silverstone actually was a big push into that. I don't know much about her, but I know, you know, obviously she's like a movie star, but she, as she was pregnant, she looked around the industry and she didn't see anything that she really wanted to put in her body, so she got with Garden of Life, and they worked together and came up to something that would be up to her standard.
So yeah, she's also has the book called The Kind Diet, and I had a crush on her when I was like 13.
Yeah.
It took my first girlfriend to see Clueless at the movies, and who would have known 21 years later, I got a crush on her, because now she's making organic vegan vitamins.
Yeah, she had a blog for a while. I don't know if she still has it.
I think she still does. I think, I want to say thekindlife.com. I know the book is The Kind Diet, but it's pretty amazing. You know, you see people have this awakening, and so I love when celebrities do something with that star power. So she has the Kind Organics, which I use the B12, and I vitamin D. I need to load up, reload soon. So what other? You know, you got so much. I'm looking at the store. There's so many different products here. What are some of the products you use personally?
Okay, the whole thing that I wanted to do here was to not carry a million products, but carry the brands that I've come to learn that were better along the 20 years. And when I still look at my store, I don't feel like I have a lot of stuff, because I'm coming from stores that, you know, they're completely just filled with everything. So I still got a long way to go. And sometimes I still have to send people out the door. But I'm trying to carry more local brands, for one, if it's a local good company. But I'm also very specific. I'm not going to just carry a product just because it's like a great product, because if it's owned by, let's say, like New Chapter, when they sold out to Procter & Gamble, they had some great products, but I'm not going to support that anymore. I have a blacklist on my refrigerator right there of GMO companies.
Oh, nice.
So I won't carry any GMO products in here.
Amen.
And so I'm trying to find products that are, you know, local if possible. Then the next level would be, is it mom and pop owned? Because once you kind of leave there, it's very rare that you can still stick with like the standards, that original mission statements. And I'm big on that, because even some companies that they do sell out, and then, you know, the original owner still runs the company, I still don't like, because the back end profits still don't go back into the health industry. They get diluted out to other industries. So I'm really, you know, an advocate about trying to stay within our industry and support each other. So trying to find companies that are morally correct too. You got to have a good product, but you got to have a good mission statement.
Yeah, it's like when Annie's Organics sold out to General Mills, I believe it was. and Annie's previously have donated money to label GMOs, but General Mills has donated
against
20 times what Annie's has against to not label GMOs.
Right. So they're all, no, we're still independent, we're still in spoil to your parent company.
Just donated millions of dollars
right.
against your company's value system.
Right.
So I like that, that you do that, because it's important. It's the whole, what do they call it, voting with your dollars.
Yes. Right, right.
Dollars.
And I see that as a real grassroots change, because again, when a small guy sells out, he might be a nice guy, but he might still be able to run his company, but the majority of the profits now are being diluted out, because when you're a small business owner and you own your own company, when you make money, you buy other products in and around your area. But once now you're a small business owner that a big corporation comes out, you still own your company, but now the profits aren't going into those same small companies that you should support locally.
Yeah, kind of, how would you say, gets outside of the community?
It goes outside the industry. So like you said, then yeah, some of those profits that people are buying non-GMO products are actually going into anti-non-GMO labeling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
Defeats the purpose.
It really does, yeah. And I mean, we want to support people, and I've obviously never been in a position where someone's come and offered me $20 million for my company.
Would you take that offer?
If
PepsiCo came in today and like, we're going to make this the naturally organic Pepsi Center, here's $20 million. Would you take that money?
I've said it for so long that if I did, I think there are people would like try to like assassinate me because I've been saying this for so long that I would never sell out. So what bothers me is when people are already making like New Chapter is a great example. I supported them when they were out of their garage.
Mm-hmm.
Their mission statement was to stay small, and they were already the number one product in the health industry. So they were already probably making $5 or $10 million a year clearing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when
wow.
you when you're already making that kind of money, and then you give up your company to sell to a corporation to make $20 million, then that's a different story, because it's like I would just be satisfied with what I was already making.
Yeah, well, $5 million. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
It's hard to take two trips around the world on that and maintain your houses and three cars. $20 million, you can handle that. Like we had a mutual friend who said, "Hey, there's a company that wants to hire me for something, but they might be a GMO company."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that thread. I'm not saying anything bad about that person who's just asking the question, but I was kind of appalled. The comments, everyone was like, "Yeah, take the money. You could put it towards GMO."
Forget about integrity.
Yeah, like almost no. I think maybe one person was like, "No, don't do that." Everyone else was like, "No, that's a lot of money." But it was like something like $1 million a year, some crazy amount. Everyone was like, "Take the money." No, so I think you'd be okay as long as you take that $20 million and get on the first plane to Costa Rica and change your name. You could sell out.
I'm in it for the long run.
Yeah.
I'm really in it for the long run, and I'm just happy. It's obviously I would like to be a millionaire, and that's something that people in the health industry, spiritual people, we need to change anyways. Is not feeling like that we're deserving or that you can't have money and be spiritual.
Because
my idea is I want more money to build more wellness centers and more things like that. So I'm in it for the long run. So I felt like if I sold out, then I would just lose my credibility. And down the line, 20 years from down the line, I want to be able to say that I turned down those big offers, and then my credibility will actually go up. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I think you're on the right direction. You are. I think you're the first show where we use the term consciouspreneur.
Consciouspreneur. That's a term. I hope you trademarked that by now, because that.
No, I want
term.
It to be pre-marked, just open for everyone to use. But if you do a little
better.
I did a little web search, and I found there's a small number of people that were using it previously. It just didn't catch on. It's catching on locally out here in Las Vegas and the normal entrepreneur community. Maybe they need, I don't know if they're all conscious entrepreneurs, but they're using the term at least.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions yet, Anthony? What do you think? What's your? You've been here 5-6 times
for the show.
Yeah. Not even for the show. Before that. Been here for Robert Scott Bell Talk.
Right. Potlucks has been here a couple of times.
I've come in and picked up a few products from time to time.
Like if you were to give a Yelp review, a live Yelp review, what's your take on Natural Organic Healing Center?
I think this is it really is. It's an awesome place. It's got great energy about it, just in and of itself. All the products, you have to come down and see for yourself, but there's something for everybody, honestly, and that's what I liked about it. You could find. I was surprised to find this one product that I wasn't even looking for, but I didn't feel like making the trip a little further down the road. I was ultimately going to, but instead I got it here. You were carrying it.
And I love it. I think it's an awesome space.
It's probably ground age. Yeah. They're cool people.
Yeah. The Amazing Greens.
I do Amazing Greens.
Yeah, and they sell that here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they are amazing.
Yeah.
It's really a great product.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've sold
green
it for years. Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I call honest marketing. I lost my train of thought. I had a follow-up to that.
Oh, no, but what I want to say is what you're trying to do is what, you know, you do, what we do at GMO Free Vegas, and what we're doing with this show is build a community.
Yes.
Because you want it to be a place where people can come and, you know, even if they're not coming for, well, put in your own words. You told me some ideas you had to create a community out here through Natural Organic Healing Center.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, bring the teachers in, bring in the local products. You know, we have a big community where we just advertise, like, other people's, other wellness centers while there, other, you know, health practitioners. And when I first opened up, my idea was, like, I wanted to have, like, people with 10 years or more experience to come in, because I thought that would be, add a lot of credibility to the place, like, you can come here. But what I realized right off the bat is this. It was actually better to be a place to, you know, we still have a lot of experienced teachers, but we also help young people. And all the time people coming in with these, like, small little local companies, they don't even have, like, an invoice ready or anything
like that.
Yeah. And so I actually really enjoy, I had a business a long time ago, a side business of actually helping people start businesses. So, you know, doing the invoice, getting the tax ID, doing the business license and all that stuff, you know, it's like, so I realized that I needed to change that, and so now we actually we have classes or room availability for people that are just starting, like health coaches or, you know, someone that just, you know, I've never done a class before, but I want to do a class, something, you know, naturally. And so we support those people too, and then we do have the expert teachers here now too. We have three really good expert teachers, myself. I'll just throw myself in there. But we have Rose Catmull, which she's doing the School of Reiki here now. So we have like a lot of people are doing Reiki classes and things like that. But we actually have like an ongoing school twice a year, 6 month programs. Mm-hmm. My programs are 1, 3, and 5 year programs in the Qigong and Taiji. And then the teacher that's teaching now, Ileana, she actually has like a 25 year curriculum. And you have to be with her for 2 years before you can go through her 2 year training course to get certified as a teacher. So I really like that we have like these authentic traditions here, and that you're not going to come here and get a weekend certification. You have to put in the work, but you know, it's real value. So
I like the concept, because you know, if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer, you got to go through 8 years of schooling, and there is yoga places that will give you certification over a weekend, or maybe
the
a
right
month.
Amount of money.
For the right amount of money, yeah.
It's true. There's a piece of paper, it doesn't mean you're any good at it. Or even, I don't want to dog out any certain online nutrition courses, but you know, you do those for a year, no actual personal training, and now you're a nutritionist or a health coach. With, you know, it may work for some people, it may not. It could just be a piece of paper, but that's the opposite here. It's, you know, tell us a little bit more. You said you have a 1, 3, and 5 year.
Certification program. Right, so the 1 year is in the Qigong, which one of my students that's working here, Spencer, he just went through. And after that 1 year, now he's teaching a couple of different places, Las Vegas Athletic Club, around town. So and he's teaching a class here too. So yeah, 1 year in the healing system, which really takes a year to kind of heal yourself somewhat, cleanse your emotions. Then the 3 year Taiji, just to get certified where you can actually go out and teach a little bit. And the 5 year program is for like the serious student that really wants to take on the whole lineage, take on the whole gambit of like Qigong, Taiji, and the spiritual warrior training, which includes, you know, like esoteric teachings in Taoism, Buddhism, Native American teachings. Yeah, it's like the first place in Las Vegas that really has like this type of curriculum. So we're offering more than classes, is what the summary would be. It's like you can come to any one of the lectures, you can come to any one of the classes, but if you're really serious, then just like you would go to college or anything else, you want a curriculum and you want some type of accreditation that you put in your time and work. So now we have that available.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah, I like the concept. I'm going to give the course here. Remember the subconscious dieting course I gave? It was okay, but I'm going to redo it with more of a blueprint. I'm just thinking out loud right now.
and
I hear you.
Exactly.
This like, is the best work though right now when you're thinking out loud.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thinking out loud.
And you
don't do it, then a month later say, hey, what was that thing you were talking about? And you're like, oh, I'm working on it. Then you actually start working. Accountability.
Right. Watching your own show and you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah. About that. Someone said that to me the other day. Actually, a friend of ours is doing yoga right now. She's like, I said I was doing the show at 4:30 in the morning, and I said, I told her, I was like, I'm not doing it that early anymore. I'm too tired. I'm doing it at 3 p.m. every day now. And she's like, oh, yeah, I heard you say that on the radio. And I thought, why would you do that? It's 4:30 in the morning. There's no way you have a life. And I was like, it's hard to go to bed before 10. I don't like going to bed that early.
Yeah, that would.
That's a side issue.
Do you have any, do you do meditation here? Any sort of meditation class?
We do. We have an ongoing meditation class on Mondays from 7 to 8, and then like a meditation on Saturdays from 6 to 7. And then I teach a meditation course twice a year, which is like a 4-week thorough course where you kind of really learn like how to stretch your body before you sit down, and then you kind of like there's like a the way that I learned it, it was like there's 10 types of meditation, so you go from concentration to contemplation, and so like there's a way to train your mind rather than just sitting. There's right. a way to train your body before you even sit. But one thing I wanted to throw out there real quick to add about the whole school, which has kind of turned into a brilliant, which I think could be like a business model in the future, and it wasn't my first idea, but when I opened the school up, I gave away 6 scholarships to the school, mm-hmm. and in turn, so now all of a sudden these people have kind of, maybe they have more time or money, or maybe, you know, they didn't want to, you know, they're retired, or, you know, they're, for whatever reason, they wanted to do the class, but they necessarily couldn't afford to pay for it.
Yeah.
So what's happened now is I've all of a sudden added like 6 employees to my store. So I have, you know, like out of that 6 scholarships, 2 people are accountants, 1 person's really good with social media and it's a nutritionist, he's working at another health food store, 1 person's going to start taking our flyers around, 1 person, the younger girl, is cleaning the store and making sure everything's going. So I feel like the business model of the future is places like this where you have a school and you have an internship and you have your interns run your business. So that way you don't really have an extra payroll.
Yeah.
And there's incentive for them to go to the school. I mean, of course, you still need paying students to pay for the school itself. But offering it to... So my model now is, like, if you want to learn it, no one will be turned away from a lack of funds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want an hour to train over here, well, then you give me an hour over here in the store, whatever it may be, cleaning the floors, or whatever talent you have. You have a talent, you know... making flyers, and you know, that's what you can do for an hour to give back to the store.
Can you get someone who knows lighting for a camera? No, I'm kidding. If someone's listening right now, JC, and they want, what's the best way to get more information if they want to enroll in your school?
For one would be to call us. You can call me directly or anyone at the store, 702-433-3874. On our website, naturallyorganiccenter.com is also, it has the GDHA, which is a Golden Dragon Holistic Arts School, so it's like a subdivision of the store, and all the information's on there. If you're interested in the scholarship, then yeah, you need to call me directly, and we set up an interview and see how you can contribute to the store or the school in order to get the scholarship. So I have some people that took it on for a year, and I have 2 people that took on the full 5 years, so they're working like 4-6 hours a week now here, you know, for the whole time they're going through the school.
That's a good deal. Yeah, that's a great concept.
Yeah, I like I said, it wasn't my initial concept, but now that it's like shaped into that, I'm like, wow, this is like a great concept. So, you know, maybe like business models of the future, you have a school, you have like a store, and then, yeah, you have your interns running the store. You know, I still always going to probably need like a paid manager to oversee all the interns,
sure.
But your interns can do a lot of the work, and it's a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm. It's taken on a life of its own.
Yeah, it really has. Yeah,
it's cool. Now, another thing I want to ask you about, and Anthony, we need to do like a hand signal, because I keep looking at you if you have any questions.
What is it?
You got to better come up with like your own
health conspiracy.
Like
that means Anthony has a question. I want to ask about one more thing, then if you have something,
yeah,
please
sure,
end
yeah,
with it. But one thing I always see, I see you post from time to time, and I'm very interested in, but it never jives my schedule, is you give a course on teas, on like a master teas, or what's it titled? Like, tell us about that course.
Okay.
Team Master is the... And you won't be a Team Master.
Yeah.
We do Toastmasters here, too.
Oh, yeah.
The International Holistic Toastmasters is here on Mondays from 11 to 1. So, and that's free. Yeah, so if you want to come and work on your, you know, your public speaking, if it's a health type of company, it doesn't have to be because, Guy Dawson does that. He also has his own radio show, too. That's really good. But
Master Tees.
Master
Tees. Team Master. Master Tees.
Yeah, so obviously you won't be a Team Master after one class, but it really has evolved to, and you know, at first it was just about teas, but now it's kind of evolved in, like, you know, the best way to describe it is like the beauty of the earth, like how you use flowers, stems and leaves, roots and barks, and how even the best diets, even if you're eating an all-organic, raw food, vegan diet, and you're going to Whole Foods, you're spending lots of money, if you're not using the tonic herbs, I still think you're missing a big component. Because, you know, the example that I use is, let's say, an organic beet or carrot grows in the ground for 6 months through one season, then it's pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of these tonic herbs, they're grown in the ground for like 10, 15 years. So they have, you know, 15 times more nutrient density.
Right.
They have a completely different range of constituents that you're not going to find. And some of them are still grown in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
So organic's great, but if you really know organic farming, some of it's not that cool because you can have a chemical farm and not spray for like 2 or 3 years, and then you can get it labeled to be organic. And so our organic food might be grown in a farm that wasn't initially organic.
Yeah,
and even organic doesn't... a lot of the soil is still depleted.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, these roots are still grown up in the wild, so like they're, forget organic, they're wildcrafted. So when you pull them out, they have all the minerals, they have the selenium, and they have all the micronutrients in them. So it's just another level. And so I've coined the term forgotten foods.
Mm-hmm.
Because people think nowadays that they eat more variety than our ancestors. In a sense, we do, because we eat foods from all around the world. But in the other sense, we actually don't, because our ancestors ate all the wild roots that they lived around. They ate the barks, they ate all the different wild berries, and now we eat actually a very small group of foods in the grocery stores. So the course has kind of turned into like this: add more variety, add all these things back into your diet, add the spices, add the flowers, you know, almost every flower on the planet is edible. You know, add...
For people to clear, petal flowers, not flower as in, you know, cupcakes.
Yes, right, yes.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, like roses and jasmine, lavender, all these are, they're all edible.
Mm-hmm.
Violets, and then same with the tonic, you know, roots and barks, there's more than just, like, you know, blueberries, like... You know, so what's the difference between a blueberry and a goji berry? Why is goji berries called an herb when blueberry is called the food?
Yeah.
It's just because the major grocery stores don't sell it. But it's really just as much of a berry that a blueberry is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, trying to add more variety to your diet is what the Tea Master thing has kind of turned into.
Hmm.
That's pretty interesting, actually. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, so I've always said, you know, that's been the one extra thing that I think that's really added to my health is learning some of the classic formulas, the Chinese formulas, and doing these wild roots and barks. And it gives you, if you know anything about, like, body constitution, it changes your constitution. So when I was really young, I had a lot of allergies, and, you know, I was just like an average person, and I really believe that I've kind of changed my constitution. I don't want to get sick anymore. Kind of. That's what we mean. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's I've heard the term constitution of the body before. That's interesting way to look at it. The other thing that we want to talk about too, people. My favorite thing here is the monthly raw food potlucks.
This Saturday,
as in what's the date?
February 21st.
Okay, because we're filming this Thursday. It's going to air Sunday.
Okay.
But we'll blast it out.
Yes, 1 to 3. After this Saturday, then it's the last Saturday of every month, so it'll be very easy to remember. But yeah, if you bring a raw dish, and you get a, you know, you get to eat everyone else's raw dish, you get a, if you're into a holistic, you know, practitioner in any type of way, then you get, like, your little minute elevator speech, so you can let everyone know, like, hey, I do massage, or hey, you know, I do this or that. So, and it's steadily grown. I mean, I think our last one we had like 40 people. So it's
wow.
It's growing. It seems like every month. So
yeah, it's a good way to meet new friends.
I
think it's the best. Yeah, for people, if you're new to Las Vegas and you're in the scene, raw food vegan scene, or if you're just new to raw foods or veganism, and that's like the raw potlucks, raw food, and Natural Organic Healing Center are the best way to meet new people with the same interests.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, and even if you're not a raw foodist, or like you said, just getting into it, maybe you just want to try it, and just, you know, so you can, you're still welcome to come by, you know, because, I mean, I'm not a raw food vegan, and, you know, I'm steadily trying to work on it. And, you know,
what is the J.C. Cox diet? Let's hear it.
Oh, lots of brown rice, steamed vegetables, sushi. I love sushi. You put me on the spot.
It's here, man.
I can't lie. A little bit of turkey, a little bit of fish. Okay, I'm getting that.
You're just not vegan yet.
I'm just not vegan yet. But I'm just, I mean, I would be the first person to, if someone, like, wants to just make me all raw food vegan meals, then I will definitely go that way. Mm-hmm. But I guess I just have it built into my lifestyle, trying to be a small business owner. I'm still kind of, you know, stuck in my old lifestyle.
You can get delivery from Go Raw Cafe. It might be a little pricey if you're doing it 7 days a week.
Yeah.
But I was just there yesterday, and, like, you know, just shout out to Go Raw Cafe. It's the best organic, raw, vegan food in this city.
An awesome creative menu, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no timeline, but we are eventually, because I stopped giving the timeline, we are eventually putting in the juice bar, and I do have a raw food and vegan menu now that you can come in and order, prepackaged foods with Chef Alita, and it's right over there on that table there. So we do actually already have a complete raw food vegan menu that you can order and pick up on, you know, twice a week. But when we get the juice bar going, then we'll actually have a refrigerator full of that kind of food, so I'm looking forward to that being the time that I can really make the change, so then I don't have to go out anywhere. I can just eat all my food here in my own business. So.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. And finally, unless Anthony, you have any further questions or comments?
No, not yet.
You told me that someone coming in to speak. Is that confirmed? Is that something you can announce already?
Yeah, Udo Erasmus with Udo's Oil is coming next month. I'd have to grab the flyer real quick to see this. It is actually Tuesday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. So he's definitely one of the bigger names. He's kind of like a Robert Scott Bell. He's, you know, has his own product line by Flora. The first guy to really educate people on healthy fats. His book, you know, Fats to Heal, Fats to Kill. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to that. But, I mean, you have to come by and get our calendar or look on our website, because we have a ton of stuff going on anymore.
Yeah, I saw him speak a couple of years ago at Go Raw Cafe. It was really good. So Tuesday, March 17th at 3:30, I'm going to come for that. Put it on my calendar. My show will be airing then, but I'll pre-record so I can just be here and let the show air at the same time and maybe get some questions in. But I do remember hearing him speaking. It was very educational, and he's a great speaker, too. He's not going to bore you like, you know, some speakers might, unfortunately. So we're about the 30-minute mark, and this place is about to close. Alan Spencer giving me the finger, not the 1 minute finger. We're about to close
finger.
The polite finger.
Well, yeah, can I just end like thanking? I want to thank Spencer and, you know, all my other employees that have helped me along the way. You know, we've both kind of been growing in our own avenues in this last year or so. So, you know, proud is probably not the right word, but I'm proud of where you're going and, you know, your show and everything. And so you know, the store also sponsors you, so you got some free product coming tonight, so let's get you some good stuff here.
Oh, cool.
And, you know,
it wasn't that long ago. We were at the radio station down there when I had them pretty co-host. They're long gone, but we're still here. We made it. We had the longevity.
Yes, definitely. Good job, Nick. Good job.
Yeah, and again, it's naturalorganiccenter.com. Address and phone number one more time for anyone.
1171 South Buffalo, suite number 110, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. NaturallyOrganicCenter.com. Phone number 702-433-3874.
And Anthony, tell us about GMO Free Vegas.
Excuse me.
When you're done choking, tell us about GMO Free Vegas.
We got something for that, by the way. I'm going to give you something here in a second.
All right. There's movie showings coming up.
Yes, that is on the 8th of March at the Beauty Bar. We're showing OMG GMO and Cowspiracy.
Back to back.
Back to back, yeah. And we're going to be catered by El Dorado Cantina, which is a non-GMO Mexican cantina. Excellent food. And some other few things that we're working on. On Facebook, go to Go to GMO Free Vegas on Facebook, and we have everything up there.
Right on. And my website's healthconspiracy.com. Show is live. Well, we air at 3 p.m. Eastern, or 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Natural News, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Tuesdays. Health Conspiracy TV, Sundays at 3 p.m. So it's about 6 to 7 shows a week now. So check that out. The Blog Talk Radio channel is blogtalkradio.com/HC Radio. Just go to healthconspiracy.com. Come down to that Organic Healing Center. Come to the March Against Monsanto, May 23rd. Come see GMO-OMG and Cowspiracy. And we're signing off. This is Nick Brannigan. We'll see you next time.